Our guest in the cafe this morning is the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Good morning.
Morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. The first question I was going to ask you is what's new, but having chatted with you here for a couple of minutes, I'm almost afraid to ask that question.
Boy, there's a lot of good things going on in Commerce, Texas right now, bud.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, let's talk about this. You've had some ribbon cuttings.
Yes, we have. We've had some really good ones this week. As a matter of fact, we had the ribbon cutting for the 1024 Ranch in Fairley.
I'll bet there are people that have never driven out that way.
That's exactly right.
And don't really know much about that. So what do they do?
If you go to Fairley and take the farm to market, I think it's 2522 to the left, going west, and you go out about 2 miles, you'll start seeing some high fence on your left. And you go to the top of the hill, and the 1024 Ranch is on the right. It's owned by Larry and Colette Young. He's the CEO of Dr. Pepper, and hence they call it the 1024 Ranch.
The CEO of Dr. Pepper.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. And we've got to know them really well this last couple of years, and they've really been taken an active role in the community. Colette is on the board for the Children's Museum. She's very active in that as well. And they do a lot for the community, and they've decided they're going to be a member of the chamber. And so we had about 35 people out there to welcome them the other day, and he gave us a quick tour of the ranch. He told us that he would let us go around and see all the animals, but it was too hot, so we'd have to wait till dark or first thing in the morning, and nobody wanted to be out there first thing in the morning.
Well, now, is that not just a residential place out there then? Do they have some sort of business activity? Or?
No, they're business activity. They have people coming in. And this time of the year, the animal, it's pretty hot for them.
Sure.
And they actually hunt some of these animals. They have hunts where you can go do chucker and quail and pheasant and those, and they do duck hunting and dove hunting, and they have exotics from Africa and Asia and all throughout the world.
Wow.
that they bring in and hunt.
How many acres?
Well, I think when they bought the place, about 1,500, and now I think it's up to almost 3,000.
My gosh.
So,
wow.
And he's building new refuges for waterfowl, and it's really a very impressive place.
It's beautiful. I've driven by. It is a beautiful
place.
Well,
he's got some guys working for him. Emerson Adams is from Commerce, works for him out there, and he really runs a lot of the game activities out there. And Mark is working with him, and Larry was at the. He's a very busy man. He just got back from New York, and he stopped and took time to come out and help us with ribbon cutting, and it was a really, really a fun event. And so we also this last week we had opened a new hair salon here in town on Park. Glamour Cuts. Leslie Rose moved her studio over there, and it's all by herself. And so that was a new one this week, as well as the new Dickie's Barbecue. And we had a VIP dinner last night, and today at 11 o'clock we had the ribbon cutting. And Joseph and Sophie Von Sombath, as well as Patrick Premerat, he's from Greenville. And there's some local ties with the Dickie's Barbecue place, and it's really good. Today, when we went out for the 11 o'clock ribbon cutting, there was about 30 people standing in line. And
oh, yeah. A lot of people obviously eager to get in there and try Dickie's.
Oh, absolutely. And last night, there was, I think, every table turned over about 5 times with people coming in. And it started at 6 and ran to 8. And it was wonderful. They say the food was good. I don't eat meat, but they have a great vegetable assortment as well.
Yes, they do. We're talking with Paul Voss. He's the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. Now, I know obviously you're putting the finishing touches on the Bodark Bash, which is coming up September 26th to the 28th.
Absolutely. And the Bodark Bash this year is going to have a really good pageant that's going to be for the little girls to come in, and it's going to be newborns to 19. It's being put on by Sean Russ, and she does pageants all over the country. A very experienced young lady, and it's going to be the Saturday before the bash, the Saturday the 20th, and all the competitions will be done. And if anybody wants to know about that, they can just go to our website, which is bodark-bash.com, BOISDARC-bash.com. bash.com.
And you said this pageant now is going to be connected with the Miss Texas pageant.
Well, it is in that the I don't know exactly how it's tied to them, but it ties to Miss Hunt County to go to Miss Texas. And she's going to try to get it more and more involved in the larger pageants as we go along.
I would guess that we're going to be having some kind of deadline coming up for girls to get involved.
Right, it's going to be pretty quick. So if you want to know anything about it, go to the website. The website can sure tell you about it, for
Paul,
sure.
Paul, we're going to have to have you back real soon, talk about some of the other things going on, because it's just it's an amazing thing, everything that's happening with the Chamber. Paul Voss, the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you very much, John Mark.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETU. You are.